Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And with your spirit. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to all our families and friends who are following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather with the church today to celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, three persons in one God. As we reminded by St. Augustine, it takes three persons of God just to love one of us. That's how precious we are in God's eyes. For that, we have come to give thanks and praise, and we do that by preparing our minds, our souls, by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christ, have mercy.
God our Father, who by sending into the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth at the first, before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no foundations or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command, then I, beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Just as in May we celebrate Mother's Day, so in June today we celebrate the Father's Day. But I always think that God favors the mothers more than the fathers. You see, in May the weather was nicer, flowers were blooming, and so a Mother's Day just seems to be perfect. And then we have June, where it's hot, it's humid, it's windy outside. You would think that summer is already here, but the news reported that summer solstice won't happen until this coming Friday, where it's the longest day of the year. The summer's reminded me of a story of a very wise priest whom one time commented that because of the heat and the humidity, he said that if he owns hell and Texas, he would rather live in hell and rent out Texas, because it is so hot but I have a feeling that Texas is bearable. I don't know about hell, but he did mention that. And so on Father's Day like today, we do feel for fathers, we do pray for them, we ask the Lord continue to lead and guide them in all that they do, and we ask that we might always have a constant presence of the Father in families, in our homes. As Pope Francis today gave a wonderful blessings for all fathers, but he emphasized on the fact that we need the presence of a father figure in our life. It was on a Sunday like today, Father's Day, when the wife approached her husband and said, "Honey, the children like to know what you like for Father's Day." And the husband said, "Well, I like something that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds." And the wife thinking, maybe he wants a Ferrari or maybe a Stingray, a Corvette or something. And so when the mother told to the children on Sunday's morning like today, they came in with a box, gift wrapped, and he opened it up. It was a scale. And in it, the kid said, it goes from 0 to 200 in 2 seconds. So that's a lot better than the other one. And so, as you know, that is how appropriate it is that we also celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Trinity on Father's Day, because it reminds us of how precious we are in God's sight. Holy Trinity is very, very close to us, constant at our side, just as oftentimes we don't think much about it. But in every day that of our lives as Catholics, when we eat, when we drive, when we pray, we always invoke the Holy Trinity when we make the sign of the cross. Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Even our own body is made in the form of the cross, and so it signifies the Holy Trinity is within each of us. And so I thought if the Holy Trinity, throughout the years, people always try to explain the Holy Trinity to help us remember. But I just read something, it will help us to remember the Holy Trinity. It was after the retreat where a group of men went on a men's retreat and they came home. And a week later, they had the reunion. And at the reunion, they shared each other's stories, their conversion at the retreat. And then they have a barbecue outside. You know, in Texas weather, like today, you want to cook outside. And as you also know, in Texas weather, the thunderstorm can just roll through really fast. And these men didn't get in fast enough. And they were struck by lightning and they all died. Went to heaven, and it was an emergency, so St. Peter was no show. So they way out there at the pearly gate to get in, and nobody came out, and so they decided that, hey, why don't we continue our barbecue like we did while we were on earth? So they cook up a storm, we start the fire, put the meat on the grill, and they create this big fume of smoke, to which the God the Father came out hacking and coughing, looked at them, and they were all so scared they split. And they went every which way, they jumped into the bush and they hid behind it, except for one guy who was too late in getting to the bush. He got stuck. So God the Father called him, you come over here. And then from a distance, they saw that looked like God the Father gave him the blessing of the cross. And then he left. And when the other guys in the bush came out, said, so what did God say? Did he give us the blessing? I saw him give us the sign of the cross. And the slow guy said, well, not really. So what did he say? Well, he said something like this. He said, you get this barbecue pit and your friends and get Allah here. So I'm sure you remember that one for the rest of your life from now on. But as going back to the Holy Trinity, Holy Trinity has always been very close to us in all that we do. And many saints throughout centuries have tried to explain, or at least trying to help us with understanding the Holy Trinity. But we all know that is a mystery, the great mystery that we believe in. Three persons in one God. Saint Patrick used the three-leaved clover to explain it to the Irish people. And of course, the scientists, they use water in three different forms: liquid that we drink, ice that we use on hot day, and vapor form when we boil them. Same H2O, but three different forms. I just read recently about a priest explaining it as like the sun. The sun is God the Father. The ray that exudes from the sun is Jesus the Son. And it travels 90 million miles to reach us. And the effect it has is that the warmth that we feel, that's the effect of the Holy Spirit, proceeds from the Father and the Son and the ray itself. My uncle, who was not a very good practicing Catholic, but he was the philosopher of the family, but he always thinking about God a lot. He said that one day he came, "Hon, I know how to explain away the Holy Trinity." I said, how's that? We are actually living in it. Everybody's living in it. I said, how so? I said, well, you see, in order to be here on this earth, we all have to live in time. And time has the past, the present, and the future. We cannot break them up. If we do, we died. And so God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is like that. They're all united in one. And because they are united, that's why we are united. Not just the church here at the cathedral, not just the church here in Corpus Christi Diocese, but every Catholics throughout the world, not only United States, but in Africa, in Asia, South America, Australia, all the continents, we are united in one. And on that topic, I'd like to change it to, as I reminded the parish last week, that we had a missionary appeal this week and today. So today we have the missionary appeal, and it's for the Missioners of Christ Charity in Vietnam. Those are the sisters sitting up here, right here. And the Martyr Superior, Official Mary Frances, please stand. She just came here from last Thursday from Vietnam. I just picked her up. Now, she was my fourth grade teacher in Vietnam, and her claim to fame was that it was her that she helped me to become a priest. And I teased her that when I was in your class in fourth grade, I wasn't able to read or write yet. That's my just teasing her, but she didn't do a very good job. But actually, she is now the founder of the order. It's an offshoot of Mother Teresa's of Calcutta. Mother Teresa came to Vietnam 6 times. She met with her, and they formed the new community, and they lived the spirituality of Mother Teresa. And whatever Mother Teresa did in Calcutta, they do exactly in Vietnam among the poorest of the poor, where they assist and care for the abandoned elderly, the orphans, the runaway pregnant teenagers. And so 2 years ago, I took Bishop Movi with me to Vietnam, and we visited all the missions, and he was very impressed by what they did. And so today he gave them permission this year to come to the Corpus Christi Diocese to do the missionary appeal here, also at St. Philip's and at St. Pius X. In the year 1975, when the South fell, my family left, and I lost touch with her for 25 years until the year 2000. When she saw my name on the clergy directory, she didn't know whether it was the same Han that she taught or not. So she wrote me from Australia, and it took about a month to reach me. And then when I called back, she left already. And so in about around now, in July or August, she called me. And I told her that it was me. And so she came over, and I flew with her back to Vietnam. And since then, every 2 years, I would go back to Vietnam to visit, also to help them with the missions in Vietnam. Now, there's a lot of poor people there. Every time I go there, I would tell them, I said, even if I have Bill Gates' money, I run out in 1 day. It's not enough to give to all the poor and the needy. And yet, they set out to do that, just like Mother Teresa, with 50 cents in her pocket. She set out to feed the homeless and the poor in Calcutta. These nuns, they have nothing. But unlike here in the United States, where we have the safety net, if you are an orphan, you'll be able to still live and survive in the orphanage, or in the perhaps in the ark, or if you are abandoned by your own families and you're poor and you're old and you're elderly, you still can go to the nursing home. In Vietnam, there's no safety net. If you're poor, you died. And so every evening, these nuns, they would go around and travel around the city in the all the streets corners, and they would see children being left abandoned, elderly that are no longer have anybody to live on the streets, and they would take them home and they care for them. Teenagers who are pregnant, they're too ashamed to stay at home, so they run away. Many of them would commit suicide, or they would kill their own babies. So these nuns will go talk them out of it, take them home and care for them and deliver the babies for them. Up to this day, they have managed to rescue 3,700 babies from being aborted. Now, coming from a country with only 100 million, but the abortion rate there is much more prolific, more than here in the United States. 1.5 million babies are killed a year there. And so these nuns, they do what they can with what they have. And so they come here today to share with us their ministries and their difficulties, asking that we pray for them, and asking that if we can support them, they appreciate that a great deal. And so on behalf of all those who you will touch without ever having met them or ever going to encounter them, but you will help them, I'd like to thank you. And on their behalf, I'd like to thank you also for your prayer and for your support. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Assured of the love and compassion of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we call to mind our needs and raise up our prayers to God.
For the Church, that we may never cease proclaiming God's infinite love for humanity, creating, redeeming, and sanctifying us, now and forever, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Father, grandfather, all who have fathered and guided us throughout life, for those who are living and those who have passed on to eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who work on the land and were sea, farmers and ranchers, fishermen and sailors, and all who work outdoors, that they may only be blessed and not be abandoned, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the love of God poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit may bring peace and comfort to all those who suffer, we pray the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and haste to the same turn back to their homes and loved ones, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the eternal repose of the souls of Virginia Jimenez, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Tony Sainz, Robert E. Hagelin, Frank Garza Jr., Francisco Garza Sr., and Jose Salinas, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Most Holy Trinity, you reveal yourself to us through your wisdom, truth, and love. You have taken delight in the human race and pour out your love into our hearts. Hear these prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In this glad hour, your grace to us impart, now rule in every heart, never from us depart, Spirit of power. To the great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore, your sovereign majesty, may we in glory see, and to eternity love and
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Sanctified by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance, and their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim.
Blessed is he who
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Rene and Edmund, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace. Peace be with you. 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 Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us. Blood of Christ.
Turn back to him with all your heart. is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you. So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Let us bless the God of heaven and utter his praises. Therefore, exalt the King of the ages. In the land of my exile I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Let us bless the God of heaven and utter his praises. Before all who live, for he has dealt with us according to his mercy. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in now and ever shall be. Amen. Let us bless the God of heaven and utter his praises before
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.